the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
New feature on the show. We'll take a news story and act it out, just kind of bring it alive.
Okay, that's you. What the script is all about?
Yeah,
okay.
I gave Sherry a little script. So, true story. I'm not making this up, all right? So, a guy on board the International Space Station says he's afraid of heights.
That could be a problem.
I'm not making that up.
Okay. And you want me to act this
So, this will bring it alive for you,
yeah.
Just to bring the news into full relief.
Do you have any suggestions on how?
Yeah, do like you'll be mission control.
Okay.
So do like put your hand over your mouth and do like that, like that sort of stuff.
Okay.
All right, so we'll be in space here. I'm the guy in the International Space Station. So here we go. Hey, you guys. I'm scared.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. We're gonna try to address this. Okay. Yeah. We were talking, and we're kind of wondering why you didn't say anything before you became an astronaut. That would have been the best time.
I don't know.
Yeah, we were wondering here in the control room. We were wondering why you wouldn't tell us something like that.
Yeah, I feel foolish.
No, don't. It's okay. We got to figure out how to get you down.
Yeah, please help me get down.
Well,
I think it brings it into.
Yeah, I think it brought it to life.
You could feel
it did
his,
for me.
Like, sorry, I didn't say anything. New favorite verse. I have a new favorite verse.
Just let's
I would say
hear
that
it.
Twice.
Okay.
Just to get the excitement level up.
Yeah, I'm there.
Everybody's like, oh,
quiet. Be favorite verse. Children, you know, please be quiet.
Yeah, and you know what? I was typing it out. My wife comes up behind me. She's like, that's my favorite verse. And I guess I'd known that and forgotten it or never knew it. Imagine this. Think about this. Think about social media. Think about Christians in the news. Think about politics. Think about all of that stuff. Like, here's where we are. But here's what it's, Paul was writing to people in Thessalonica, which is a really awesome beachside place in Greece. But he said this to them. They had all that political stuff going on. Make it your goal. Make it your goal to live a quiet life, minding your own business, and working with your hands, just as we instructed you before. And then the next verse, he says, it's so that you can win the respect of outsiders.
Whoa, what is that?
Thessalonians, I can't remember what chapter, you have to look it up.
Okay, I'll look it up.
It's like,
that's good.
So I have to make it my goal. Think about that, if I'm actually gonna apply that to myself. Mind my own business. And work with my hands just as we instructed you before. Like, do your job. Live a quiet life.
And this is what will win the respect of others.
This is what wins the respect. Again, it's not like they were in a vacuum. So don't say, yeah, but things have changed. They haven't. So all that to say, I'm not correcting anybody on any side of any politics of anything other than just looking at us. Who are we? Who do we want to be? What do we want to be known for? And he's saying, this is how I want you to live. Question, did I blow it? And what I mean by that is really, like, any of us blow it. Have you blown it? I've blown it. Like, made a wrong decision?
Just in general? Oh, absolutely.
I think it's a question we have sometimes when we don't know. Like, should I have taken this job? I mean, shouldn't I have stayed there? Or shouldn't I? Oh, I should have taken the other job. And so what happens is a lot of times we get it, like, in our minds, confused with what God wants and... is he now? Where is he? Where did he go now? Because I blew this, like, he set that up and then I said no, or I did, like, there's all sorts of things that can happen. And we get all into this. Maybe I went to the wrong college. You know what he's so good about? I'm convinced of this. I was talking to a friend about it because I made a decision and it worked out. And I still don't know if it's the right decision or not. He's like, well, clearly it was because it worked out. And I'm like, I believe at this point in my life, that God is so good that he'll take our, even if we do mess things up sometimes, he'll weave it back together and make it beautiful. Like, he's that good. So do I know for a fact that I 100% am doing the right thing? Like, I don't operate that way. I've always got a little doubt of myself for sure, but I really am trusting him more. Like, even if you choose wrong job, wrong school, wrong whatever, he you'll take those frayed threads and then start to weave again. And then you're like, wow, it's beautiful anyway. Of course, being a Good Friday coming up, a lot of people associate that with guilt. And I understand it is tied up with that. Our guilt is tied up with that. There's no question. But don't miss the big point. Like, for somebody to read the Bible or associate the entire Bible with, it's just a big guilt trip. No. No. In fact, the whole Bible is this story about God pursuing us anyway. Like, that's the story. My goodness. I don't know how to say it any more clearly to that. I wish people would understand it, because I get the religious guilt thing. I was raised in that. I understand. And a lot of people were. So, you know, you don't know what people have gone through. I don't want to just make people feel bad for having that, drawing that conclusion. But I do have some good news, if you want to accept it. God himself is after us in the best way. He loves us in spite of everything. And that's what Good Friday is about. And it's what the following Sunday is about. And it's what every day after that's about. Here's a crazy sounding question, and it's kind of rhetorical, but I bet somebody will have an answer for me. That's the way it works on the radio, and that's okay. But there was a sort of, I don't know what you would call it, like a scandal, a church scandal thing that broke in the news several days ago. And this happens periodically, as you know. And it was just interesting to watch the fallout on social media, because it was immediately people were like, he's totally innocent. No. He's totally guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered if there is a possibility. Now, this isn't to give anybody a pass on anything, okay, mm-hmm. at all. I want people held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
But is it possible that those of us who really don't have a personal stake in it could just not draw a conclusion? Because
mm-hmm.
we really don't know? I mean, because that is what I see, like people going at each other. And both people will be professing Christians, but neither one of them really knows. And
oh my goodness, that's such a good question. Basically, the question is it possible you don't know?
Yeah, and can we live there?
Yeah.
Like, to just go, yeah.
I'm not sure, I don't know.
I don't have to weigh in on everything, and I don't know. Can we actually say that? Because I don't think a lot of people feel the freedom,
mm-hmm.
including me at some time, like just to go, yeah, I don't know. You ready to try this again?
I guess so. I don't know that we really need to do it.
No, I think we
could just, okay.
All right. We bring the news to life. We take the news of the day and act it out for you.
All right.
And so the news is Chris Evans, who apparently is the guy that does Captain America,
mm-hmm.
he's saying he wants to move on from the Avengers universe, do something else, and he's not interested in reprising the role again.
Isn't that enough just to tell people that? Do we really have to?
Nope.
Okay.
So I gave you a script.
Yeah. All right.
Here's how this goes down. So we'll reenact behind the scenes what's going on with these people. So you have the first line there.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
What?
It's time to get your special suit on, buddy.
Hi.
Well, you need to be Captain America again.
I don't want to be Captain America
what?
Again.
Why? You said it was fun. You love being Captain America. Come on.
Dumb. Tired of it.
You're tired of being Captain America?
Can someone else do it now?
Chris, come out and put this suit on.
No!
Well...
Hitting all the wrong applause buttons.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
But I think it brings it to life.
It does.
Takes you behind the scenes. Wondered if this has ever happened to you. You ever have a friend and you text your friend, and normally your friend is really awesome, like getting right back at you, but they just ignore it
okay.
and ignore it. And then you text again, like, hey, hello.
All right.
Waving hand over here. Ignore, 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 ignore. Well, that's the reason I bring this up,
yeah.
is that's what happened to me yesterday. I had important work stuff I needed, like, Sherry to know about.
Yes.
And some, no, it wasn't even work stuff. My wife and I were asking you and your mom if we could take you out to dinner.
Yes.
And no response.
But you know that's not me. I always respond.
It went hours, and I responded again. But I know the text went through because it shows it. And then it said nothing. So, like, 5 hours go by. It's almost dinner time. And then I just give up, and I'm like, what is the deal? We got to work through this. And right. I call Sherry, and she answers the phone after ignoring me all day long. She answers. No, here's how you answer the phone. It was, hey, what's up? And
you never even said hi. You just said, would you like to account for yourself?
Would you like to account for yourself? Yeah. And it turns out
I didn't get the text.
She didn't get the text.
Right.
But it looked like it was going through on my end.
No, I did not get the text. And so I'm happy to see you calling. You never call. You're not a caller. So I'm like, hey, let's see what he's. And then it's silent. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Silence, silence, silence. Would you like to account for yourself? Well, okay.
No, you have no idea why. Like, what? It's true. She probably laughed for 45 seconds just after I said, would you like to? I still didn't know what the story was.
And
she was just
laughing
so hard.
Like, what is happening?
Like, what?
Sometimes, guys.
Somebody calls out of nowhere, would you like to account for yourself?
Texts don't go through.
Okay. Lesson learned. Lesson learned. Okay. Here's a great way to start the day, and I don't do it. Okay. So I'm being upfront about this. I'm not going to be like, hey, you should, and if I'm not doing it myself, I don't want to mislead anybody ever on the air, by the way, ever.
So you're more saying we all should try this.
Yes, I think it's really smart. I just hate coming across as Mr. Advice Guy when the reality is I need to apply it, okay? So, but Dallas Willard said something I really like. He said to start the day by putting God in charge. Now, if God's already in charge, but you're acknowledging it right off the bat. Like, let's let that be our first thing. Where if you're a follower of Jesus, you would say, okay, God, I know you're in charge of everything. I get it. And he said, that's really awesome because then you don't have to worry about the stuff that happens after that. Which if you think about it, he's right. You know, everything that happens after that, I already know what perspective to put that in. Work developments or delays in traffic or, you know, before I don't get what I wanted or something happens that's got me worried. Or like, I already started the day putting all of that stuff in place. There's a lot happening out in the world. Big political news. I want to give you the latest on what is happening. Oh, I'm sorry. We've been interrupted.
No,
we've been interrupted. I can't get political news. That
we're
is
trying
the,
so hard to get this political
the
news
breaking
out.
Animal news.
Yeah.
Breaking animal news. Sure. We put the emphasis on the right word. We have it breaking for you from the animal kingdom. When news breaks out in the animal kingdom, we break in with the news that just broke out.
Right.
Tracy sent me this. It's stunning. It may make you cry.
Is this another animal banging on a piano? Because we've had a possum.
What makes you think?
And then we had a bear.
So you think you can just typecast me and put me in one little box?
Yes.
Basically, it's like this show is only about animals playing a keyboard now.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Well, this is a chicken playing a piano. But it's the level of artistry. Listen to this.
Oh my goodness.
It's playing Puccini.
Rant.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's an aria.
Okay.
All right, so we'll have you listen to it here. Just listen to it. All right, he's not playing
that
part.
Chicken?
No.
Oh,
he'll play the lead melody line. He's walking back and forth on the bench right now to the left, to the right, starting to peck. Listen to this. He pecks the right notes. That's a chicken pecking the keys.
Rant.
That's beautiful, Sherry.
No, it's okay.
Listen to that. Peck, peck.
What do you want us to do with this anchor?
Just be amazed. That's incredible.
I just don't believe it.
You're watching it.
I am watching it, but you know, I just don't think that that's true. I think someone could have overdubbed.
No, what happens is they light up the keys.
Uh-huh.
So the particular key, and then the chicken chooses when to play it.
Oh, okay.
But the phrasing, the voicing, the intonation, the pacing, it makes you want the next note. This chicken is playing Puccini.
And you believe that this chicken is masterful at playing the piano.
I've heard people who do not do as well.
Well, I would agree with that.
Is that chicken?
Touche.
So, thank you. Can we talk about that?
About what?
About the people. Like, go watch a great video on YouTube or something. Just something amazing. You're like, wow, that's really inspiring. The people who downvote everything. Like, they're always like that chicken video. The chicken is playing the piano. He's playing Puccini.
Yes.
The chicken is playing Puccini on the piano.
Yeah.
141 downvotes. Thumbs down. What do you want the chicken to do?
That is amazing because even though I watched it with great skepticism, I don't know that I'd take the next step and just hit the down thumb.
My voice be heard. Not impressed. Click. But it's not just the chickens. It's like any videos. It can be most inspiring thing. There's people out there that we are interacting with on a daily basis who are downvoters.
No matter what.
Yeah. It does not. It doesn't matter. It's like, nah, not good enough.
That is an interesting dynamic. What would you like the chicken to? He's not wearing a tux.
I've seen better chickens doing Arias.
Click.
That ain't nothing. Look, don't recommend this, okay? But I think you'll be interested. This dude lost 60 pounds over the course of a year. His diet, he had a special diet. Didn't change his exercise routine.
Mm-hmm.
His diet was only eating one thing all year long, and it was potatoes.
Really?
I know. Didn't sound that good.
And it can't be healthy.
But again, he lost a lot of weight. He looks better.
Mm-hmm.
It probably isn't healthy long term. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying, just eat the same thing. His purpose of doing it wasn't really to get in better shape necessarily. It's just he didn't want to think about it anymore.
Now that I have heard.
Right.
If you remove all the variety from you and say, this is what I'm eating every day, it does help.
That's where I've been coming from.
I know.
I would like to say. Yes. And it has been really good. I've been doing this. Not like that. I have some variety where I'll have a banana. I hate bananas, but I start the day with a banana.
I've seen you eat bananas. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
And I asked you. I think we were in an airport and you had a banana. And I was like, do you like, I've never seen you. And you said, I hate them.
I hate them, but they are good. I was told they're good for my brain, like for mental health.
Okay.
And so I'll eat one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I have the eggs in the morning.
Yes.
Just the same thing. So I don't have to think about it. It frees up mental space to do this other stuff.
So you think that if I have pepperoni pizza every day, which I'm okay with, I'll do better in the long run?
Yes. Honestly?
Yeah?
Well, not the longest run.
In the medium run?
In the medium run, yeah. Brace yourself for some extra podcasty goodness. And what I mean by that is Sherry and I are about to go off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're going to go off. It's a tag team.
It doesn't have to be
octagon.
This way. Can't we just discuss it without all this extra drama?
Okay. No, because this builds the scene. If you can imagine all the people gathered around.
Okay.
We're going to take a topic into the octagon and beat it maybe to death. That's right.
This is exciting.
Yeah, we're going to beat it beyond some submission.
Good.
So, okay, what we want to talk about here, because we were talking about it off the air and stuff, but is women in choosing guys, and really it's more advice, but it's born out of frustration.
Uh-huh.
That is, and I've said this before, you can shape your husband. You really can over time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's well documented. Women think they can change a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's not completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not 100%. You can't completely change a guy. We know that. But you can shape a guy. But it's like a sculptor choosing the material. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you choose really awesome material, you can make something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, you can't. So, in the material that we're talking about here is not how he looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his musical talent. It's not his ability to look spiritual. It's not his job, the money he makes. It's none of that. That's not what makes good material. The material is one thing. It's his character.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose a man with poor character, even if he's talented, good looking, all that other stuff can seem spiritual, can seem like a good man, but he does not have good character, you can't shape that, and it's going to be a disaster. Conversely, if you choose somebody who does have that good stuff, the other things can be worked out.
So give me two or three things that you would consider good character.
What constitutes integrity?
Yeah.
How does he treat people who can't do anything for him?
Yeah, I like that.
I think that's a huge hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
So how does he talk about God, if you're interested in spiritual stuff, when there's nothing to be gained from it?
There's no audience.
There's no audience. There's nothing to be gained. Things don't go so well.
Mm-hmm.
when he gets bad news, when he's frustrated,
mm-hmm.
not asking for perfection, but the confusion about, well, I'll take this material. Hey, he's got what I want. He's good looking. He's smart. Got a great sense of humor. I enjoy being around him. He's lacking in characters, but I can change, over time I'll change that.
Mm-mm.
No, you can't. Maybe God will, but God will have to start a new heart in this person. And that's not something you're capable of doing. You're not a surgeon. He is. He can do that, but you're not. Now, somebody else, again, he's got the good character. If you build him up, he may become somebody who earns a good living because he's more confident because mm-hmm. of you, or he's more secure because of you. And
you feel like that's what your wife did for you?
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say I don't know about the income, but I suppose, mm-hmm. yeah, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The stability, because otherwise I'd be constantly self-denigrating and quitting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think she has shaped that. And she's set a good example for me physically, like exercise and that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. and been encouraging to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that on the air before, too, that she's helped me feel more handsome or feel mm-hmm. more whatever when I could have gone the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think you do have some ability to shape a man. I don't want to say you don't, but that's the character thing. It's character, 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 character. You cannot say it enough. So I think I've probably just stomped on everything you wanted to say, because Sherry was actually the one going off on this.
Well, because I was talking to a friend who was younger and was trying to explain that we have to try as women to take ourselves out of that romantic comedy Hallmark Lifetime view of what we're going to get. Like, that's not coming to knock on the door. You just have to know that. That's not bumping into you at the wedding and like, whoa, now mm-hmm. it's that's not going to happen. And I think sometimes we think we want the outgoing, athletic. I think we think we want that. And maybe you have that and it's worked out well and that's fantastic. But if there's someone who is quiet and loyal and stable and has the character, I would tell you, and this is what I've said to friends, go ahead and go for that.
Even if he's not as outgoing and,
yes.
and
yes.
bubbly
yes.
and life of the party.
That life of the party thing gets old really quickly. And I'm telling you that from experience, both being it and having it.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather have the loyalty.
Uh-huh.
Just the quiet stability.
Yep.
The emotional dependability.
Well, that's what when we're talking character, mm-hmm. the steadfast
yeah.
consistency,
mm-hmm.
that stability, that is a big part of it. You've pinpointed another big part of that, which you can see in other areas,
mm-hmm.
about how they treat people at work, mm-hmm. how they treat work. Does he think he's too good for some stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he steadfast and like, this is a guy who, push comes to shove, is going to go do anything mm-hmm. to support me.
Yep.
Like, so there are things you can identify, but I'm prone to that, agreeing with you, the outgoing thing, because a lot of the charm is charming to everybody else too.
I mean,
is that what you're saying too? Because there's an element of that, right?
There is an element of that. And, I'll be 100% transparent and say I've dated guys where I've said, this is attractive to me and everyone else. And I think that you know that it's attractive to everyone else. And I think that you're okay with it being attractive to everyone else. And I'm not okay with that. I mean, you can see it. And sometimes as a woman, you like to have gotten that guy because he's with you and all the other women were swooning, right?
Uh-huh.
But that's, unless you're 100% sure that he's not feeding off of that, then there's a possibility that's going to be a problem down the line.
Again, character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
Yeah. If there's a quiet guy who, again, is loyal and faithful and steadfast and has all that, then I say take it from an older sis here. Give him a try.
Yeah, give him a try. And then I would say take it from an older brother here. I would say give him a try and then enjoy molding the stuff you can.
Yeah.
That's just called building each other. I mean, the Bible talks about edifying. It just means building.
Mm-hmm.
Building this construction. You really do have a role in that. Like, mm-hmm. and it's huge. And you might as well enjoy that. It's all about character first.
Yeah.
Then do your thing.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.